From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
I sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand.
Why are you looking at me like that, dude? You would disagree with the Intangibles' Love Three Doors Down? Vlad?
Yeah, I would think
is
so.
Is that the Superman people?
Superman, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know me, Superman.
They do.
Intangibles love that song, dude. As long as you be my friend at the end.
Dude.
We like, did that song. In
I love the way he goes,
in.
Ah.
That's their soul. That's their soul right there, man. They're being so.
All right. Damage is done. Go around the room. Say where the damage has been done. Conor McGregor.
Is he still talking?
Just his name is damage.
He is still talking.
Damage is done, my friend.
He said yesterday he put up a video of him doing the kicks before his knee blew out. Mm-hmm. He said on Instagram, what was to be a generational beating is now to be a reset. IFW 2027, the last dance. And that means International Fight Week 2027. So July of 2027, the last dance.
So you mean a year from now?
A year from
so
now.
So a year from now, we're going to basically watch you go in there and swing one time and collapse?
No, this is good. I get it, Leroy. Gives him 4 months of roiding up. Coked out.
And then getting off of the...
And then getting off
ready
of
for the fight.
And then get ready for the fight. And yep. Then lose
you know,
quickly.
That makes it worse, though.
Getting off it?
Because you may put so much strain on your joints when you're working out. Mm-hmm. Then, like, that's why so many people that do that stuff have, like, tear. You don't just have an injury. You rip it.
He also, it's not going to be the last dance because it just means it's the last UFC fight of his career. Like, then he'll go fight twice for Netflix, and then he'll fight for bare knuckle, and he'll be fighting, yeah. You know, till he's 45. That's, you know.
And getting his ass kicked for the last 20 years or 10 years of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But the damage is done, my friend. What was to be. And also,
damage
what was
done.
To be a generational beating to whom?
Himself.
A generational beating you were going to put on Max Holloway.
Max, come on, man.
Do you know how great it is you were in there with it? Instead of Max Holloway, you weren't in there with Dustin Poirier, who would have like...
Oh, they would have... That would have been it.
Poirier would have been like, oh, you can't move? That's tough. That's tough.
Grounded pound.
And you talk trash, so that means they're going to pound you even more.
Right.
Like, you are the guy that gets knocked out and get two extra punches, and it goes absolutely necessary.
Man, crazy. And Miami LB says, the McGregor disrespect is unnecessary.
He does it to himself. I don't know what you're talking about.
What's your damage, dude?
So my damage is done is everybody knows, look, I had surgery. It sucks, right?
Whoops.
You went limp. This literally adds to your damage.
But I want to tell you a story. So after I had gone to see the doctor and we're scheduling surgery, I have to go to my primary to get the, you know, pre-op, right? I was in the area, so I stopped by my primary's office. I say to the young lady, here's my paperwork. Here's what I need done. Surgery is on 7/22. Right?
Yep.
She goes, okay. Looks me right in the eye. And says, we can get you in on the 23rd.
Hmm.
Chew on that for a second.
August?
No, July, a day after the surgery.
Wow.
And so I said, you do realize I need these things before surgery, right? She goes, watch your tone.
No.
Yes.
No.
I'm like, watch my tone.
No.
So I call my doctors, the doctor that's doing the surgery. They go, you know
for
what?
Sass.
Right from the desk, they go, go to MD now. We're send it over there. And you know, when you go to your primary, you got to go get all the tests in different places.
Yeah.
Blood work here, EKG here, mm-hmm. the blood pressure, all that stuff. Went to MD now, right from the desk. They did everything in an hour right there.
That's nice.
Right. So my damage is done is, I'm not going to put y'all on Front Street.
Was it a song?
But damn!
Was it a tangibles?
No. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wait, intangibles or tangible?
No, tangible.
Tangible.
One of our own.
Tangible.
One of our own.
Yeah. Like, I'm like.
I'm going to tell you why.
I said.
She knows she messed up. So.
She tried to reverse.
Right. She tried to reverse Uno it.
I said, you do know how this works, right? And here's the kicker. You know blood work takes a couple of days. So it can't be the 21st. Right?
Yeah, you need some time.
And I was like, you know what? All set. Look at that. Look at the appointment later on today, all in one spot.
See, Stan's in his
damage
July
is
home.
Done.
Oh, my goodness. He is. Look, he's in that. He's on that list.
How long has he been there, Vlad?
I don't know.
10 years.
It doesn't matter. We don't want. Okay.
Oh, you got him on the Jimmy Butler?
We got him on the, yeah.
Oh, I think Giancarlo Stanton owns that list more than Jimmy Butler does.
It doesn't matter. He's
playoff Giancarlo.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy in playoff.
That's literally been his thing since he's put on pinch stripes.
We got him. Well, we had Judge. We're good.
Dude, somebody said Leroy got used to yelling at Tobin and did something. Dude, if there's any a time in life that somebody deserved to be yelled at, is somebody giving you a date for a pre-op test the day after the surgery. Like, what?
Is NFL Network still a thing, by the way, or is it just ESPN now? Like, is the NFL Network still
operating?
No, they're
still going to use that damn channel.
NFL Network's still the NFL Network.
It's still on.
It's still on and will be on the NFL, you know.
So are they going to move, like...
But they're moving people from NFL Network.
Yeah, so is that where they're going to move...
And vice versa.
Is that where they're going to move? What's his name that they just let go?
No. He can't go there because the NFL Network is owned by ESPN.
Yeah, Ryan Clark's not going to go there. Right. He's going to have to go to, like, Fox.
And the NFL owns 10% of ESPN.
Man, look, I like Ryan Clark. Sometimes too much. Mm-hmm. Right? He tried to, like, you don't have to say the thing. Like, a lot of people in the business feel like they have to say that thing that gets them clicks. And it usually gets, a lot of times it gets you the wrong way. It's like Kyrie saying the earth is flat. That's how I look at some of the things that they say.
I think that's the perfect description of Ryan Clark. I think everybody likes Ryan Clark sometimes too much.
Right. I know, because I follow him. I listen to him. Like most of the time he is very thoughtful or whatever. But he then tries to go.
They did a rancid job with the firing of him, though. Like, that's that. Like, I don't understand why that's getting leaked. Just leaking that is just to hurt somebody.
Right.
Because there's no reason you can't get somebody in and fire them on the air or just let him finish the job.
Right.
You know?
Or like, that day.
Yeah, let him finish that day.
Yeah, like.
That to me was.
I get, like, Miami LB says he cries too much. It. One of the things that you can't do in this business. There's a lot of people that want to take a stand on everything, right? There's a couple of things that you live your life on that you've taken a stand on forever. If you comment on those things or whatever. But every time a situation comes up, you can't take a stand. Not every time, right? You voice your opinion and you move on, right? If you're asked, and so.
Wait, I mean, he gets paid to.
No, but not too much, Vlad.
What do you mean?
But when I'm saying he goes too far.
Well, maybe for you he goes too far, but I mean.
Again, not just for me. Not just for me. Like, what are you, like?
What, in the intangible execs?
What? It's not a black or white thing. I felt the same damn way about Skip Bayless. But I respect Ryan Clark a lot more than Skip Bayless.
Yeah, but Skip doesn't get let go.
Well, he did get let go.
No, I mean, they just shut down the show.
Really?
They just shut down.
Really?
They couldn't. And they couldn't find.
They optioned him to AAA.
No, because they tried to do it something with what was it, Keyshawn, and it just didn't work. That was it. But they tried.
But sometimes
he got into a fight with his new co-host after Shannon left in like a week.
That's what I'm saying. They tried. But what I'm saying is that they were going to try.
Remember when they tried Richard Sherman?
Right. Oh, Richard Sherman. You know what? I'm sorry. It wasn't Keyshawn. It was Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
They tried. They were going to continue. They just realized, okay, you know.
He's lost his fastball.
But that was it.
Not the same guy anymore.
But he could, if he was the same guy, he could get away with a lot of his takes.
Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
Well, besides Michael Lombardi's repost, which, by the way, are now deleted.
Oh, damage is done.
Good to see he's covered.
Damage is done. Yeah, he definitely covered them, you know, after they were exposed. Damage is done there. Also, we have some damage in the Billboard charts, guys.
Really?
We do.
What happened?
Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey's record has been broken.
By who?
What?
By Taylor.
No.
By who?
Drake?
No.
No, it's a woman in country.
Ella Langley?
Beyonce?
Ella Langley.
Ella Langley broke the record?
Ella Langley has had her single, Choosing Texas.
That's a good song.
Number one for 15 weeks.
Jeez.
She broke the record for the longest leading non-holiday hit.
Wow.
By a woman with no feet.
If she came in here and slapped me in the face, I wouldn't know who she was.
She's very popular. She's blown up, dude. Yeah. I think Miranda Lambert told her, she's like, you can't talk to me anymore. You got to go talk to Taylor Swift because I don't, like, this is ridiculous. Your pop, because she writes some of her songs. She wrote Choosing Texas with her. And she's like, yeah, this is.
She wrote that one and Butterfly Season.
Yeah, she's like, you're to the moon.
She didn't write Amanda Lambert. What's her name?
Miranda Lambert.
Miranda Lambert wrote the song.
With her, yeah.
Yeah.
And she, but like, so it's kind of been like a mentor, but
she's like,
this lady's going to the moon.
Is like Randy Moss and Chris Carter?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I have nothing left to teach you. Sorry.
She's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah?
Yeah. Love that girl. So I'm really proud of her. I mean, that's all.
Is Miranda Lambert the Sunday night?
No, that's Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
That's right. Carrie Underwood. Right.
They're besties.
Yeah, Miranda Lambert's a little bit more, hardcore than Carrie Underwood.
Also feel like more laid back. I would say, in a sense,
yeah. But that's crazy. That's a very but I always wonder with this, like, how are we measuring that? Because like, that's on streams. Is that how that works?
No, it's number one.
That's
just not number
one
in streams. Just number one on the
charts. So that counts radio.
Yeah,
not number one on the charts. Is that everything?
That's crazy.
Like,
but doesn't that get beefed up? Does that get beefed up by streams?
No, it has nothing to do with. Does it have to do with streams?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with streams.
Because I imagine, like, if Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey had streams on top of it back in the day, on top of radio back in the day, I wonder if, like, that would count.
No, this is just, like, Billboard.
Right, but does Billboard account streams?
I don't know that.
Still impressive.
Right.
Vlad, what damage is done for you?
Continuing from yesterday in our final segment from our, is it All Right or No?
Yes.
Same party. Remember yesterday I talked about Michael Porter being denied?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, there was another group of people that were denied.
What?
And this was worse than Michael Porter Jr. And these individuals live and play within the city.
The Mets?
And they won gold medals. Yes, I'm talking about the Hughes brothers.
Really?
Yes. That's
wow.
Same,
well,
the Jack Hughes? Well, he lives in Jersey.
He lives in Jersey, but I'm just saying that same party.
I could actually kind of see that. They're tiny.
But the way, like, it's.
Did they have the gold medals on?
No, they have the gold medals on, but they were trying to, like, yeah, he plays here. Like, you know, like the explanation and explain, like, no, I deserve and belong on the list.
If it was a Justin Bieber party, I don't think Justin Bieber's going to let the Hughes brothers in. He's probably like, F those guys. They beat Canada.
He's a Canadian.
He's a very big. He gets Sergei Bobrovsky. It's not fair. He's a very big. Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Why would he care? He probably hasn't liked Quinn Hughes when Quinn Hughes played for the Vancouver, and he probably doesn't like him now that he's on the Wild, and Jack Hughes beat his country and broke his heart.
But he won gold medal for the country, and Jalen Brunson won a championship for the Knicks. Therefore, it lies. There shows An NBA championship is more valuable than a gold medal.
No, or Vlad.
Well, listen.
I would say there's nobody in that area that doesn't know who Jalen Brunson is. But Hughes, if one of the Hughes brothers walked up, you might not know who he was.
Let me ask you this.
That's like that.
If Sam Bennett won the gold medal, he's getting into Beaver's party.
Let me ask you this.
What's up?
Bam Adebayo wins the NBA title, and right. Matthew Tkachuk wins a gold medal, and they walk into a party down here. Who do you think is
but who's hosting the party, though? Well, Bam's getting in no matter what.
Right.
Yeah.
But who's Tkachuk, hosting the party?
That might be, if it's somebody who's not a hockey fan, he might not know what Tkachuk looks like.
Right, if it's so Three Doors Down hosting the party, Kachuk's getting
you understand what I'm saying, Vlad? It's not like – it's the same thing with football. Dude, I've gone to parties on South Beach when my name was on the list, and the first thing they say was, I thought you were bigger. Hmm. Right? They didn't know who I was. I wear a face mask. I wear a helmet. So I understand that. Like, hockey – and hockey's not big as football.
Who's number one in town right now, other than Messi? Take him out. Who's number one in town right now? Right this way, mister. Gets in the
Giannis.
Gets easy. In the party.
Giannis.
Giannis is the guy.
Giannis. Right now. And then I would say, Malachi Bam. Tony. Bam. Three. Everywhere. I'm saying everywhere. Like, there's certain places.
Yeah, Mally's very young. Can he still get in? Like, there will there still be places that reject him, or is he too good that he'll get past the bouncer?
He's
too good.
They'll assume he's 21 because he's been balling.
They'll make him 21.
Right this way, Mr. Malachi.
But you know what I'm saying? Like yeah, there's a bunch of people if you go to so let's think of it this way. If you go to a tangible club, right? I think they would still know who Messi was.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think they might not know who Tkachuk is. Because
it's in Broward for sure.
Because you haven't seen him, right? You don't know what he looks like. There's a bunch of hockey players that we've interviewed, and I've seen them in Shuck and Dive and didn't realize it was them.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.